Today, on the Feast of the Presentation of Jesus, we reflect on the temple. But what is the temple for Christians today in the 21st century? In addition to the gospel, where Jesus is presented in the temple, the church gives us a reading from Malachi, a minor prophet, and the epistle to the Hebrews. All these readings are in some relationship to the temple. In ancient times, astronomers would contemplate small sections of the cosmos, looking for signs of what the gods might be telling them. That section of the night sky was called a templum. People knew that God dwelt in the heavens, high above the earth. However, they built symbolic temples to remind them of the universe where God dwelt. The Jewish people believed that God dwelt in the temple in Jerusalem. Today we see Mary and Joseph presenting the child Jesus in the temple. There they encounter Simeon and Anna. Simeon says to Mary, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. You yourself, a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." Later, when Jesus was 12 years old, he was found in the temple asking questions and learning from the rabbis. He was seeking truth. He tells Mary and Joseph, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" After casting money changers from the temple, Jesus was arrested and crucified. People rejected his truth. They did not recognize that Jesus was the temple of God. They rejected him. He said, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it." After his resurrection, Jesus is the temple, the dwelling place of God. We read in St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, "Do you not know that you are temples of God, and that the Spirit dwells in you?" Christians who have been baptized are temples of the Holy Spirit. Christ's Spirit dwells within us, and not only within us, but in all people. We continue to make God's presence visible through our lives. Just as Jesus was rejected and suffered, we Christians can expect rejection and sorrow. As Christians, we know we are one with Christ and with all humanity. This brings us to the Eucharist. Christ tells us that he gives himself to us totally and completely in love. And so we are invited to give ourselves to one another in love. Not just to Christians, but to all people, regardless of their religious faith. The Church recently completed what was called the Synod on the Synod. Catholics and other Christians gathered in Rome to talk and listen to one another. Their listening was an act of love. They were not trying to figure out who was right or wrong. Instead, they were listening to each other to discover the truth each one had. They listened to understand. The Christian is relational, listening across our differences with an open heart. Truth grows from our shared experience, where we experience love or sorrow, insight or truth. Listening without judgment and being open to sharing in dialogue with one another could be a time of sorrow for us. In that dialogue, one might realize how judgmental we have been and how little we have understood. We might realize the deep insight and truth that another person has. In open and honest dialogue with humility, we find a way to unity and harmony. People discover friendship, among those who are different from ourselves. We recall Jesus' command in the gospel, "May they all be one, so that the world will know that you have sent me." We are temples of the Holy Spirit. God dwells within us. He invites us to listen closely to one another and to be seekers of truth. We are not afraid to argue about what is true, yet we are open to hearing the truth of another. In that discussion, which is sometimes heated, we come to a more profound awareness of truth. We are seekers of truth. We do not have all the answers.